This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where absolute warrior women share with you advice on how to get to the other side of the absolute caca you're going through. And today we are here with Liz Teresa. I feel so blessed to have her with me today. Welcome, Liz.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
My pleasure. So Liz, to start out, in a couple of sentences, would you let us know who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day?
So I am a website designer, copywriter, and business mentor. I'm from south of Boston. I grew up in a town called Norwell. And what keeps me busy during the day? Chasing after my little baby. I have a little baby, so he's the best.
Congratulations. And yes, I'm filled with joy for you.
Thank you very much.
So Liz, as you know, this is a podcast by and for women who've gone through some really, really rough stuff. Would you please summarize for us what you went through and what was the hardest part?
So I kind of like, I think that life comes in like these big tidal waves sometimes is how I feel about it. My biggest, I would say, turning point in crisis period of time was definitely my divorce that I went through in 2015. And I remember, and this was, I had, was leaving my husband who I had known for 10 years and we'd like known each other a really long time. And I felt like, and at the time I was, 28 maybe. And I think at this, and I think I felt like, oh my God, I have to be like the only one ever to get divorced and be like 28. Like, cause all my friends are like, you know, you look everywhere, you look around when you're going through something like this and you're like, oh my God. I'm the only one because all my other friends are married and no one's going to love me anymore. And I just remember thinking like, I don't fit into their life. I don't fit into my life. I felt like I didn't fit into the world, which is the scariest feeling because my whole role of like wife, that was the last time I felt safe and happy was when I was married. And so then I didn't feel safe and happy anymore.
Wow. Not feeling like you fit in to just not feeling like you fit in. That's absolute caca.
Yeah.
Particularly like, I mean, that's a spiritual thing, feeling like you're not fitting into the world. That sounds really, really rough.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I just remembered like feeling like it was dreaming and that I really thought for a period of time, I was like, maybe I will wake up. Maybe this is a really realistic dream. I really thought that because I was like, it's so ridiculous that this, I was like, it's egregious that this is happening to me. So I was like a little mad, but then I was like, what am I doing wrong? Like, why can't I move forward, right? Because I saw people buying houses and having babies and being in happy marriages. And I was just this girl that had great handbags and jackets because it's just what I'm like. But I looked perfectly together, but you know, I wasn't. I was very broken inside.
Oh man, everybody's got to have a strength. At least you looked good.
I know. I'm like, at least I had my Kate Spade by my side, yeah. But that's to lighten the situation, right? So yes. Yeah. But I mean, I just remember, and then I actually wrote an article about my divorce and it was called How to Get Divorced and Not Want to Die. Not that I was specifically like, it would be nice if I didn't exist. I did think things like that because I didn't know how I could fit in. And it was the fitting into the world. I didn't fit into my own world.
I'm really glad that you shared that because I'm sure you are not the first person to say it. You're not the first person to feel it. And yet what I'm guessing is that when you did feel it, those kinds of feelings that you feel alone with it. And that's a real bummer. So Liz, it takes a warrior to get to the other side of something like that. Divorce is tough. I've been through it. 2015 was the beginning of mine too. That was a rough year. What is the best thing for you about being on the other side?
I can say now, and this is something that divorce Liz, the one Liz that was going through that right in the moment, she wouldn't have believed this, but it's that your life is so much better. And I'm so thankful for it. And I brag about it like street cred. Like I joke about it. I have a podcast. I joke about it on my show all the time. And then I hope my ex-husband hears it, even though I'm sure he doesn't listen. But it's just like, now it's something that's made me so much more humble, so much more connected to who I truly am. And then so much more connected to like the universe and the other people as a whole. The way that I relate to other people, I'm way more kind, patient, and empathetic than I ever knew that I had the capacity to be. So it's been very life-changing for me.
Amazing. Amazing. I hope a lot of people are listening to this right now. That's the other side. The other side doesn't have to be awful. The other side can be so much better.
So much.
So much. Liz, I want to ask you this. Who are some other brave women like you who've gone through caca and gotten to the other side who you think would be great guests right here on this podcast?
I just thought of my mom first. And she's the first person I thought of. But I think it's because I love the crap out of my mom. And she's like, she is probably like the coolest person I know. And any strength in me, my favorite parts about me, my edge in the parts of me that are strong in spite of the odds, they're all parts that I see from my mom. My mom is someone who could always rub two dimes and make $10. And that's just, she's always been like the hardest working person in the world. And she's gone through so many like crazy things. Like she's, her life's very interesting. So I'd probably say my mom.
Well, I sure hope to talk to her.
Yeah.
That's really great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Moms are so rad.
Right?
They are. They are. This brings us, Liz, to the big nugget, the mic drop. What one piece of advice would you give to women who are in the middle of crisis, the middle of the muck right now, and they really, they need something to hold on to get them to that other side?
I would say feel the horrible feelings and feel them hard. Like really like throw yourself into the big cry fest or whatever you have to do for yourself. For me, my biggest, the best part of my healing journey might surprise you. It was actually that, I mean, aside from really good therapy, for sure, I had an awesome therapist who like, I love the crap out of her. She's the coolest. But I had a hypnotist. I went to a hypnotist to help me with my mindset and to help me change my beliefs around myself. And that really expedited the healing process for me.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I will be interviewing a couple at this point of hypnotists. Yeah. And I've never done it myself, but I can only imagine how,
oh my gosh,
what that must be like. So I'm psyched to hear that that's part of your journey. That's
huge.
Unique.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Liz, since we are all about being epic, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. I don't know why I said invisibility first. Cause I'm like, who am I creeping up on? That was like the first reaction. In my
Who are you creeping up on?
I know.
You better let them know.
Maybe it's cause I always want, maybe cause I could be a really good spy if I wasn't so loud and like flamboyant. Maybe that's why, cause my personality is so big that if I walk into a library, everybody turns around. What is
it's
that?
A new kind, it's like, it's a new kind of spy. It's like a loud garish spy with Kate Spade, right?
Also the invisible woman, she was Jessica Alba, right? She's pretty. So like, maybe that's why, maybe I want to be Jessica Alba.
Rock on. I love it. Let's do it. Although I'll never know that you did it because you would be invisible. But
I could be there in 2 minutes. You won't know. Yeah,
you can tell me there. Invisibility and teleportation. That sounds like a blast.
Ooh, yeah. Then I don't have to fly anymore over that. Very over that.
So boring.
That's awful.
Liz, you're such a blast. And thank you for being my guest today. You mentioned that you have a business. Where can we find you online?
Oh, check me out. LizTheresa.com. It's LizTheresa. Or Liz on Biz is my podcast. Anywhere you podcast, you can find it.
Anywhere you podcast. Yeah. Under the sea, over the clouds,
flying. On a log with a dog.
Dog. Awesome. So that is a wrap. And this is Nikki Bruno with the hilarious Liz Theresa on the Epic Comeback Podcast. And for more ideas on how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a really crappy situation, please go to theepiccomeback.com.